The topic for today is the Isra Achilas Matz on Erev Pesach. And the sugya starts with the Yerushalmi, the first source on the sheet. Amar of Levi, Ochel Matz of Erev Pesach, Kibalu Rusoso Beis Chamiv. Pretty surprising comparison. A person who eats Matz on Erev Pesach, it's like he has relations with his Arusa before the time. He's still a Beis Chamiv, the wedding hasn't happened yet, the Erev hasn't happened, the Suin hasn't happened. So Yesh Lachor, what's the nature of this Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So the comparison, of course, speaks Lachora of jumping the gun. You have a mitzvah b'shaita, and your mitzvah, a special mitzvah, b'yas mitzvah, after Nisuin. And here you're bringing you up early at the wrong time. So matzah, you're supposed to eat it Leil Seder. You're eating matzah earlier. Somehow, pigam in the chavivas hamitzvah. Look at the read over here. The read says, the hashta shara chilos aser mishum chavivu the matzah. You're not supposed to eat bichlav on Erev Pesach in the afternoon because we want to have te'avim for the matzah. So he says, if you can't eat other things, achil de matzah, gufa mevaya, certainly you shouldn't eat matzah. If you can't eat other things on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, certainly you shouldn't eat matzah at that point. So, one understanding here we have over here, Isra Achila Matzah, the Erev Pesach. Maybe it's a din in Chavivos, it's a chisaron in you're taking away the Chavivos by jumping the gun. The truth is that it sounds a little bit like from the Rid that the Yerushalmi, the Bavli argues in Yerushalmi, because the Rid is talking about the Isser of eating other foods, which is only in the afternoon. So some are medayik in the Rid, and others are shown, and maybe the Bavli doesn't hold to this Isser.
Only from Semach
HaMitzvah. Only Semach HaMitzvah, wouldn't be, right. Exactly. It's part of that Gezer, exactly. If you look at the Rambam's formulation, the Rambam says, Asur Chachon L'Echol Matzav Erev Pesach, K'tishi a Heker L'Achilos of Erev. You need a Heker. What does a Heker mean? Do we have any precedent for that Heker? Elo, we blow shofar. We don't blow the day for Hashanah, it should be a heker. That, the whole blowing in Elo is a minhag. We stop as a heker. Maybe it's similar to that. It's not like a heker, it should be achilas mitzvah. It shouldn't be stam that you're eating because you're hungry, it should be achilas mitzvah. It doesn't sound like it's the same as chavivus. Chavivus is more a question of experiencing the matzah in the ideal state, should be done in a chaviv way. If you eat it a few hours before, you're not going to have the chavivus. Heker, it sounds more technical. It should be understood as a shem mitzvah. If you look at the continuation of the Yerushalmi, though, the first makor, the end of the first line, Tani Rav Yehuda ben Mesera Omer, bein chametz bein matzah asur. If Yehuda ben Mesera holds, it doesn't eat chametz or matzah on Erev Pesach. The makor is over here. So according to Yehuda ben Mesera, you can't eat chametz either in the morning in Erev Pesach. Why is that? So far as I point out, it could be that he holds you can bring makiv the Korban Pesach in the morning. We hold the makiv the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. Maybe if you hold the Pesach as kosher in the morning, it's the Isser of Lasishchad al chametz, you can't have chametz. In any case, the Gemara tells us that Yehuda ben Mesera says you can't have chametz or matzah in Erev Pesach. Rav Shem Yeshua ben Levi, Rebbe lo ha'ochel lo chametz lo matzah mehadad Rav Levi. He wouldn't eat matzah in Erev Pesach because of Rav Levi. Lo chametz mehadad Rav Yehuda ben Mesera. He wouldn't eat chametz either. Rebbe Talmida Rav Yehuda ben Mesera havi. Rebbe was a student of Yehuda ben Mesera, and therefore he was knowing not to eat chametz or matzah on Erev Pesach. The Rav Yehuda picks up on this, and the Rav Yehuda says in source number 3, Tanav Yehuda Mesera Omer, bein chametz in matzah asura. Here is chametz kodem arba. Chametz is asur kodem arba. Even in the morning. Uvein matzah kolayom. So why was it asur? The asi limnuye milave piska. Some type of gezeira that if you start eating, you're going to forget to be makar of the korban. This is a halacha that we find in Masechta Sukkah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Source number 4, Asu le'echol kodem sheitz lenu. That when you have to take lulav, you can't eat breakfast before you take lulav. V'im shachach v'achal v'niska shulchanu, etc. So if it's a mitzvah minatari, you have yafsik. This is a halacha that we assume applies to all mitzvahs. A person shouldn't eat before they put on tefillin in the morning. Again, if you're sick, it might be different. Issue comes up in Rosh Hashanah that can you have a kiddush before tekiyas? And many yeshivas say no way. The pasha says you shouldn't have kiddush before tekiyas because if you eat certainly a chila gadola, not just te'ima, so then you're already running into this gezeirah derabanan, which we assume applies to all mitzvahs, that you shouldn't eat a suda before you do the mitzvah, or maybe not even more than a kibetza of cake, because you're already potentially going to forget agav da achil. So a third understanding of the isra achila smatz and erev Pesach is that it's a question of shema yishkach. It's some type of gezeirah. Of shema yishkach, you're going to forget if you eat a meal. So matzah is a food. If you have a salad, it's not a problem. If you had an apple, it's not a problem. But if you have a meal, if matzah, you're going to forget to be makan the korban pesach. But if you look at the continuation of the Yerushalmi in the source number one, Yerushalmi then questions whether or not Rebbe was really a student of Yehuda Meseira. Why did Rebbe not eat on erev Pesach? Is it because he was a talmid of Yehuda Meseira? And the Gemara says, "Lo, talmidei de Rav Yaakov en kodshi havi." He wasn't a student of Yehuda Meseira. It'll begin to have a bechor. Rebbe was a bechor, so he fasted tainis bechoras. This is the makor for the minug of tainis bechoras. So the Gemara questions that. Amar Rav Mana, but Rav Yona Abba have a bechor, have a ofel. He was a bechor and he ate. Amar Rav Tanchuma, lo min hada, min hada ela min hada. The Rebbe istinus havi. Rebbe was a very istinus. I'm not so sure how to translate that. He was okay. Y'all know what I mean. Kavi achil v'yamamu, and eat by day, lo havi achil v'ramsha, he wouldn't have a te'ovan to eat it by night. V'lama lo havi achil ha'achil v'yamamu, k'dei she'ikanes, the girs of the probably the correct girs is, she'ikanes l'matza b'taiva. What it says actually in Yerushalmi is, she'ikanes the Shabbos b'taiva, probably means, she'ikanes l'matza b'taiva, or l'chag b'taiva. So, Rabbi didn't eat on Erev Pesach either because he was an istinus, that seems to be the maskana, or because he was a bechor. So one understanding that theoretically we could present is that Rav Tanchuma argues in Rav Levi, and it's not a function of chavivus, it's a function of te'ovon. Some of the chronicles suggest this, te'ovon, Rav Kasher has a piece in his miluim of Torah Shleima in Parshas Bo, where he suggests that maybe there's a debate here. He highlights, like I said before, that it could be that this Din of Yerushalmi is not accepted by the Bavli, and he points to early Gaonim and even Rishonim who seem to assume there is no Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. We're going to work with something that is an Isser, and Leish Lachkar, what's the nature of the Isser? We have four understandings. The Pashtus from the first line of the Yerushalmi, the Rav Levi, that it's Din of Chavivus, Chavivus a Mitzvah, demands that we abstain initially, and then experience the Mitzvah with Chavivus, just like Kala is a surah, the base Chamiya. The Ram speaks about a hacker, more technical. The Rav Yehuda says before it's Shema Yishkach, which is an interesting idea. And there is a fourth suggestion that maybe it's just a function of Te'ovon that we want to have to figure out what exactly means Chavivus Hamitzvah and Te'ovon is. Te'ovon sounds like it's more physical, that you're going to need Te'ovon. Chavivus sounds like it's a more fundamental idea. Hacker is in between. It seems like it's fundamental, but it's more technically fundamental, if you will. In any case, these are the four tzadim I want to work with. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first one is really the makor of this iser, and the chomer. Is it dereis? Is it rabbanan? Is it a minag? What exactly is it? So it's interesting. Rav Kasher points out that the Bahag quotes a pasuk. Before you make kiddush and say Haggadah and the beginning of halal, shenemar ba'erev tochlu matzos kedishi yachaviv olav mashal aruz shabar l'rusaso beis chamik. So he quotes the Yerushalmi, but he puts a pasuk in there. Erev tochlu matzos. Potentially that means it's doraisa. It could be tenas machta, but the pashas is doraisa. And Rav Kasher also points to another gemara in Pesachim Amalaf on Beis, where the Gemara speaks about the Isser to eat Korban Pesach mi'bod yom. Tanur Rabbanan, Ochol Tzvi mi'bod yom chayev. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach before the Zman. Ksayis na mi'chasheich chayev. Chanei Tzvi dumi yadana, ma'na, b'lav, af Tzvi b'lav. There's a lav to eat the Korban Pesach earlier. So the Gemara says, Bishlam anna, ksiv atach lumi menu. No, there's a lav, there's a pasuk. Al Tzvi minolan, the ksiv ha'ochol is a basa b'layla zeh, b'layla in v'yom lo. It says you should eat the meat by night. Mash, but you shouldn't eat by day. So the Gemara says, "Hi, love, avam lechal asay asayhu." It's only asay. So the Gemara, and then continues, says, "Liman akol a parsha kula shiyev a los asay dim Yehuda." That maybe there's some type of lav avam lechal asay, which is like a lav that tells you you can't eat the meat earlier in the day. Points out Rav Kasher that pasuk speaks about eating the meat and the matzah by night. So maybe if you drop the gun and eat it earlier, it's a lav. It's either a lav habachalasei, or it's a lav habachalasei, which is like a lav. If you learn like the Bahag, it's just a pure asei, but erev tochu matzos. Obviously, it's a bechidush to say this. The pashas is, like the Rambam said, in source number 2, osru chachomim lechol matzah erfeis. The pashas is, this is Rabban. We have in Gaonim, and we have in some Rishonim, some indications that maybe there's a Isra say here, maybe it's a lav havam chal say, which might be more like a lav, if there's such a difference between those two things. In any case, lechora, this is totally on our chakira. So we have first nafkamina over here, chomer, and the makor and the chomer. Of course, the makor and the chomer could be connected, that if it's a pasuk, it might be daraisa. If it's not a pasuk, it's very established that it's some type of Seder Rabbanan. So what are you tying? If it's a question of eating Lateyacha, would that be Doreis or Rabbanan? Probably Rabbanan, I would assume. If it's Shema Yishkach, also Rabbanan, right? That's also in Sukkah, there's a Din Rabbanan. If it's Chavivus and Heker, so it's hard to know. I would also could have said it's Rabbanan, frankly. I mean, that's the Pashtus. But you haven't shown him and Gaonim that seem to be indicating it's Dereisa. So you might say there's a concept of a Heker on a Dereisa level, potentially. Again, the precedent I gave of Tzkiyas Shofar is not a good example, wouldn't be. But maybe there's a concept of Chavivus or Heker on a Dereisa level, Ulai Dereisa. Let's put it like that. Ulai Dereisa, at least the Yish Makom, to say it's Dereisa. Second, Nafkamina. When is it usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So here we have a Machlokas Rishonim. The Baal Mor writes, "Sochim daf tesvavam beis in the Rif." For Avagav de Garcina Birushalmi ochel matzah Erev Pesach kabbalah misos beis chamiv hani mili bishe shows for the ma'ila. Aval ad she shows mutter. It's only usher from Chatzos and onward. In the morning you can eat matzah. This is a big enough issue when it comes to Shabbos Erev Pesach. What do you eat on Shabbos Erev Pesach? People are always concerned. So can you eat matzah? We assume not. We assume like the Ramban. The Ramban writes, "Zohi Gemara Yerushalmis, va'ata lami mimena shekol hayom aser, kol hayom aser. Dani Allah ben Beseira ben Chavitz ben Matzah, aser pirshu aser kol hayom, dechein hu vaday mitulok amar behed yashesha, so it doesn't say shesha, so kol hayom, from the morning. From the morning. There is a Magen Avraham that sounds like it's aser even in the night of Yudalit. So Magen Avraham says, "Umashma v'yom yud gimel mutzer lachol matzah." So some Achronim redayik in Magen Avraham, it's not so clear if it's a good diuk, he could even mean it, but some Achronim suggest it's even usher to eat matzah on Leil Yud Dalet. They say Rav Chaim from Raya, because it's saying that Manishtana, Shemachol ha Shara Leilos, Chavi to matzah. Shara Leilos, Chavi to matzah, so it must be a Leil Yud Dalet, you can eat matzah. Okay. Not sure if, how much of a rye. I don't think you need such a you don't need such a rye to push off the stick of the Magen Avraham, but okay. So we have a question. Is it Chatzos, or is it the morning, or potentially even from the evening? Shasa Isser. Okay. So what are you telling me? If it's a question of Shema Yishkach, to do the Korban Pesach, when should it be Usser? L'chor only from Chatzos. That's the time of the Korban Pesach. If it's a question of te'avon, so unless you're an istanis, most people eat breakfast still have are interested in eating dinner. So l'chor would also be chatzos unless you're an istanis. If it's a question of chavivitz or heker, then what? Then the pash is it's only a heker. If the whole day I don't eat matzah, the chavivitz the whole day I don't eat matzah. So half may have boker and potentially even for the evening. Although, like I said, it's hard to know if anybody actually holds that way. The dig in the Magen Avraham is quite weak. Okay. Third nafkamina. What's included in this iser? So, obviously, matzahs that are made, the shame is matzah, are included. What about matzah shira? What about matzahs that were made, shalom shame is matzah, the tzekas shalom ofrim, etc.? So Tosfos, at the beginning of Arif Sakim, discusses the question of what you were talking, you can't eat Erev Pesach. What do you mean you can't eat? What are you going to eat? Umala yochal, vim tovar mala yochal, e matzah, filu kodun, nam yosef, damir b'yushalmi. Matzah, of course you can't eat. Kol okal matzah, Erev Pesach, ilu boil, rusos, beis chamit. Even mine tagima, mine gamara, you're allowed to eat fruits and vegetables. Amal matavol, hu mine tagima. V'yishlom et ha'ayri v'matzah ashira, to la'osav b'yushalmi, ela matzah ruya letzeis bo chovoso. Ochel kol hazmana, v'al matzah ashira sharia. V'chein ha'yinog yomitam, says
Tosfos,
on Erev Pesach, even after Chasos, he matzah ashira. When can't you eat matzah ashira? Some chalmincha, we hold Tana, some chalmincha, you can't eat matzah ashira. That's for a different reason, l'chor. So Tosfos assumes that you're not allowed to eat the Mashal is when I can toast it to the next makor that you can't eat the tekos shel nachrim. If matzah that was not made of shei mitzvah would be aser, but matzah shir which tastes differently, that would be permissible. If you look at the Meiris, verse number 13, the Tirsa shel omru kevalu rusaso elo matzah real estate vedei chovaso ha matzah shira or betekos shel akum or shel orez v'dochan lo. Val also mishu matzah lithi oven. So the Meiri assumes that you're allowed to eat matzah, that's kosher l'Pesach, that wasn't made l'shem mitzvah on Erev Pesach. I mentioned before the question of what to do Erev Pesach, Shkalias Shabbos, what to give people. So at home, you have a pizza, you're careful. If you're in a hotel, you're in a hospital, it's too much to ask everybody to be careful. So what do they do? So some places they give egg matzahs, that's matzah shira. The question is, can you give regular matzahs that just were not made l'shem mitzvah? So I think Jolti, who was the Rav Yerushalayim, he thought that would be permissible. That's the sheet of the Meiri. From Tosfos, it sounds like egg matzah is okay. That's matzah shira, but matzah b'tzeka shel nochrim, that would not be good. If it's matzah was mamish matzah, tastes like matzah, it just wasn't made lishma, that would not be allowed on Erev Pesach. So we have a question of mahi hagdaras matzah. What's the hagdara of matzah? For this answer, can't eat matzah. What's matzah? Is it only matzah that you can yotze with, maybe shema, or even matzah you can't be yotze with, b'tzeisa shalakum? Both Tosfos and the Meiri assume that matzah shira is permissible. It's permissible to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. So, what do you taina? If it's a function of te'avon, well, let me start with. That's easy. What do you say? Well, this is a question of being full. I'm not sure if it's a function of taste like matzah. Meaning, I think maybe heker might be a question of taste like matzah. Is it a heker? Chavivos. I would think that if it's a question of shema yishkach or te'avon, it should all be answered, frankly. Meaning. Because if you're going to get involved in this meal, even if it's egg matzahs, you're still going to get carried away, and you're going to forget to bring back the Korban Pesach, or you're not going to have a te'ovan for the Matzah Shel Mitzvah. So I don't know if everybody agrees with Tosfos. I would think that Misvara, it would all, Hakol Aser. If it's a function of Heker, so it's a question of what looks like matzah. So I would think that Matzah should be mutter, and b'tzeikah shel akum should be aser. No, what do you think? Because b'tzeikah shel akum looks like matzah, so you don't have a heker. So ashira mutter,
and look the same.
I mean, it doesn't taste the same. Today they make it; it's supposed to really be sweet. That's one of the tiny. Some people don't like eating egg matzahs anymore on Erev Pesach because they say, "Our egg matzahs don't really it's eggs. It's not grape juice. So some the ramen holds has to be the different sheets is what exactly makes it egg matzahs. And sometimes it's not even so nicker how much it is. Whether or not you could be yosei at night is a separate question, but it could be al heker. So if it's akum, I would assume it's aser. If it's a question of heker, because it's not, you lost the heker. If it's chavivos. So you could argue that everything's motor, because the chaviva says that the matzah, but this isn't matzah. What you have, this b'tzeikah shel akum, isn't really matzah. So maybe hakol motor. And it's not so clear, but I think that it's potentially enough for me for this question. Rav Kasher has an interesting nafkamina. He quotes Sosom 14. So as I was alluding to before, that maybe the Rav Tanchuma argues on Rav Levi. Maybe there's no iser. Only people are isnisim. Umashu is a stamani adam ain iser. Come to the chuma nira that the ain bize iser rak chiv of mitzvah she kanes the mitzvah b'taiva. So who is this iser on? Is it on everybody? Al mi mutal iser. So the pashas is it applies to everybody. Rav Kasher is arguing that if it's a question of te'avon, maybe it would only apply to an isness. I was saying before that if it's te'avon, maybe everybody would apply in the afternoon, and an isness in the morning. But he's not assuming that way. He's assuming that maybe Rav Levi is totally rejected, and there's no such isser. There happens to be a person who's particularly sensitive, and for him, one meal is enough, so he can't eat matzah erev Pesach. Everybody else is allowed to eat matzah, because eating matzah, even in the afternoon, is not going to bother him. He'll still have a time. By the time you finish the Seder and you said all the Pshetlich and all the Vorts, you're hungry. So it's not an issue. But then he says another thing, which I think is very interesting. He wonders, according to the Rav Yah, that it's a question of Shema Yishkach L'Hakim Korah Pesach. So today, Bavon Oseinu, we don't have a Korah Pesach. And if you don't have a Korah Pesach, so what do you mean? I'm not eating matzah because I'm going to forget to do a Korah Pesach. I don't have a Korah Pesach. So maybe Shmi Mutter eat matzah today. He writes, "Very easy, Rav Yah. Mufur b'dvar v'tam chadash. Lama b'meseira oser lechol matzah er Pesach kol yom. L'fi dvarav tzarich lios mutter lechol matzah achri she'asa Pesach. Maybe you already makriv it. V'lei savar mitam zit lo plug asu kol yom. What if I already was makriv it? Okay, you still have to be makriv. You have to prepare it. V'shadayim who asu b'achanos kol Pesach v'shayach b'tam she'asi l'nui nevi piska." He discusses the question of whose person was makriv. I'm talking about a different question. It's not as you don't have a Korban Pesach. La'achar hakrovas Pesach or bizman hazeh. Obviously, if it's a question of heker or chavivus, it wouldn't make a difference. The question of te'avon wouldn't make a difference. It's a question of shami yishkach, ulai mutter, maybe uli mutter, or maybe not, as he suggests. There is a nice piece I saw in Rav Ganak Sefer. Rav Ganak, Chelek Gimel of Gan Shoshanim, wonders what the nature of this Isser, or is this an Isser? We can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So he wonders, is that an Isser or not? If it's not matzah on Erev Pesach, is it also eat matzah on Erev Pesach? What's the other side? If it's not an Isser, what is it? Not a king of what? Ba'er, meaning you're mevatel the kiyum of the mitzvah and the Ba'er. That's what you wonder. So he's been dying in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Osru Chachomim, source number 2. Osru Chachomim, Lachol Matzah, it's an Isser. But then he points out that there's a famous Truman Sedeshin where he talks about giving kids matzah. Can you give a kid? You have a 2-year-old kid. So the kid is not going to hear and understand supersedious time anyway. So you don't much eat it Erev Pesach. So can you give the kid a piece of matzah? So the Truman Sedeshin says the kid's not going to understand the seaport. If the kid is 6 years old, he's 5 years old, he's 4 years old, he'll understand the seaport. Then you can't give him matzah. But if the kid's 2 years old, so he's not b'chalal seaport, really, he's not b'chalal this iser of eating matzah in Erev Pesach. What's the connection? So if you look at the lashon of the Truman Sedeshin, it's pretty mafurish that by giving matzah to a child or eating matzah in Erev Pesach, you're jumping the gun in terms of the kiyum of the special chavivus of the mitzvah of being a saper bismasha masu lefanecha v'chule. So Rabbi Yenach argues that if it's usher to eat, so we don't give kids iser. But yeah, it's a big discussion. You have to give kids iser, but he assumes no. But if it's a question of the kiyum mitzvah, the kid doesn't have the mitzvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah masu. He doesn't have the kid. Even the parent sipur he doesn't have. The parent's mitzvah of sipur isn't shayach. The kid doesn't understand the story. So Mamela, there we know Isser at that point. So here, that's number 6, I'll put it together with what I have on the sheet. I have a question of Malkus and the Onesh. So Hagdaras HaIsser, Hagdaras Isser Va'onesh. Veha Onesh. So the question is it really an Isser, A? Is it an Isser or is it a Bittel? He actually, Rav Ganak has an interesting point. He says, this Kabbalah Rusasu Beis Chamiv. What's the Isser to Kabbalah Rusasu Beis Chamiv? So there's a famous Ravid, there's like an Isser Daraisa. Pashas is Isser Drabanan. But he points out that from some Rishonim, it sounds like it's just a Bittel of Nesu'in. You're supposed to do Nesu'in, you're jumping the guns, you're not doing Nesu'in. It's not an Isser Bia. It's just that you're a Vatel, the key of Nesu'in in the ideal form. So he suggests that's exactly the two understandings of Boiler Rusoso can be applied to Chilas Matz and Erev Pesach. Is it an Isser or is it just a Bittel later of the Kiyum? Of course, it's Asr to eat because you're going to Vatel, but it's not fundamentally an Isser. And then he brings a couple of afkaminas, chasishir. It's an Isser, maybe chasishir is included. If it's just a Bittel, maybe chasishir wouldn't, assuming there's no chasishir by mitzvahs. And he wonders, b'seikos shel akum, I mentioned before, if you eat matzah, that you can't be behind the mitzvah. So if it's a question, how does he suggest it? If it's a
taina? If it's just that time,
so you're not in battle of the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. But if it's an iser, so then maybe it's a chefs shalmatzah. You could argue that, but he says it's a chefs shalmatzah. And then he has interesting nafkamina on erev Pesach shechal yos b'shavis. So you want to do lechem mishnah. So you have one rule: can you take a matzah for the lechem mishnah? You can't eat that matzah. So he says if it's just a question of battle of the mitzvah, then you should be starif to lechem mishnah. But if it's a machol sasuros midrabanan, so then maybe you can't. That's what he suggests. It was interesting, Chakira. I didn't think about it. But I wanted to connect it. Your question?
It would help a lot of people. You could be less hollow around and easier finish.
Right. Although it's pretty nerve wracking to have your mouth next to your roll. I don't know how many people would feel comfortable with that. You put it in a plastic bag, I guess. Anyway, every time that happens, I always like, I'm nervous not to have enough. And like, I have like a whole package of pizzas, and then like I have to. It takes like 10 minutes to flush it down the toilet. Anyway, Vizader. So I thought you could connect Rav Ganak's Chakira to this Chakira. Namely, his Chakira, is it an Isser? Or is it a Bittel? Is it somehow a form of a Bittel essay? So I wanted to say that if it's a Shema Yishkach, or even Te'awan, there's an Isser, a technical Isser. Whereas if it's a question of Chavivas, that's exactly what Chavivas means. Chavivas is that you want to kind of mitzvah at night properly. So if you read now, I won't kind of mitzvah. It's not an Isser. It's just, it's more a setting up a bittel of the kiyum. And Hecker, I'm not 100% sure.
The irony is, though, the more that you say that Shemisha for Teyamon, even if it's an Isser, it would be much harder to say that it's Isser Machal Sasuris Bechetza.
Right. It's hard to imagine the Chazal would tell you that they turned it into Machal Sasuris Mamish.
Right. Isser Gaber makes a lot of sense.
Right. So it's a good hara. And also it's a question of the, in terms of irony, the question of the onish. So the Yerushalmi says it's like Baal Rusaso, and then it says that Baal Rusaso is Chai Malkus. Now, it doesn't say in Yerushalmi that if you eat Matzah, you're Chai Malkus. It doesn't say that. It just says A is like B, and B is like, and B has that onish. So do you transfer the onish also? It's not so clear. The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says, source number 2, Azur Chachamim, source number 16, Umisha Achal, next line in the Rambam, Umisha Achal Matzav Erev Pesach, Makino So Makas Mardus, Ad Tetese Nafsha, which is pretty wild. Rav Kasher points out that if you look at source number 17, the lesson of Ad Tetese Nafsha doesn't appear in the Ksav Yad. Halachan Ansi Teshi Nafsho, but Makos Marjus will nimsa Baram Shumokum. The Ram never says a Makos Marjus Ansi Teshi Nafsho. Remes Bedalid Defusim, Harishonim, Uv Arba Kisve Yad, Shilafanai, Leisa Klaala Milim Ashinani Nafsho. So in his research, the Ram didn't say it. Rak Defus Venetsia, Shinitpas Bechaya Ves Yosef, Sham Huknus Lurishonim. The first time this appears, that you hit him until he dies, Achitet Nafsha appears in Tfus Venetia. Then he points out that it's already shown him who seems to have had that gears in the Rambam. So it's true that it only appears later in the Tfus Venetia, but they're already shown him who had that. I think the Ramban learned the Ram that way. So Rav Kasher assumes that that's not the Ikr. The Ikr gears is that you give him Malkus, but it's not Achitet Nafsha. Like I pointed out, it's not even clear if you give him Malkus. The Rishonim doesn't say that explicitly. That's the inference that you could make, or you could reject. So here too, I mean, I think it's a little ironic, but if it's a question, well, I'm not really sure about this. What do you, Tanya? Do you think that you should give him Malkus if he Shem Yishkach or Te'avon. It's hard to imagine. First, it eats before they take lulav. So if you eat before you hear shofar, you're not going to eat the bad malchus. It's hard to imagine.
Unless it's like this more formalized this or
it could be. It could be. But I'm not sure. You're saying that maybe in economy, it's the problem is the other side, chavivos and heker, you give malchus for a person says, I'm not going to make a sukkah. I'm not going to do a mitzvah, so then it's not a din of makinoza. But here, he's going to eat the matzah. He wants to eat the matzah in Pesach too. So, can you give him malchus for eating the matzah? As we see, that's considered a bittul mitzvah. By eating matzah in Pesach, it's like you're ruining the mitzvah. You're still yotzei in the night, you just won't do it with chavivos. So it's hard to imagine. So, Nachman is trying to say that, listen, maybe it's a formal din, Shema Yishkach, we'll give you malchus. True, we don't give you malchus by lulav, we don't give you malchus by shofar, maybe here we'll give you malchus. It could be. I'm just not sure. The chavivos tzad.
It's like malacha. There's an isur malacha acher katzos. Let's say for every yontif, but
it's more chomer on Erev Pesach.
On Erev Pesach, it's more formalized.
It's more formalized, and then there maybe even has malchus associated with it. It could be the chavivos tzad. The same as malchus is a chiddush. You could try to stretch it, and it's like bittul mitzvah. But the question is, can you really say it? You know, with confidence. Did you want to? Huh?
Could the malchus just come once if, in theory, they didn't eat the matzah?
Well, it's very interesting halacha. You give a person malchus to do a mitzvah. If a person doesn't sit in a sukkah, and that's already not sukkahs, you don't give malchus anymore. The malchus is there to encourage him to do the mitzvah.
Right, I should hear that the malchus is not as a bittul essay, it's a malchus maridus for violating a sukkah rabban.
Okay, so then you were saying that here it's. Back to the irony, if it's I mentioned before that maybe if it's Dereisa, it's Chavivos or Heker. Here it's only Drabanan. But ironically, Dereisa, there won't be any Onesh. But by Drabanan, it's a formless Drabanan, you'll give him a Malchus. That's definitely a Mahalach. It's certainly a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, it says Malchus. It's even better Chiddush, say Atzitation Afsho. And yet, the Rambam says it. Or at least one Girsa of the Rambam says it. Okay. The same. There is a minhag that many are knowing not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh. It's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, verse number 18. Yesh nohagin shelo'achol matzah min Rosh Chodesh. There's also a minhag that's pretty popular. I didn't see it so much in the post game, but the not to eat from Purim. People don't eat matzah from Purim. That's my family minhag. But the question is, what's the relationship between this minhag and this din? We have a din, Erev Pesach, it's Asr. And then we have a minhag 2 weeks before, a month before, it's a minhag to eat it. Is there any connection between these two? So if it's a question of chavivos or heker, so you could say the minhag developed as a expansion of the din. There's a chavivos of mitzvah for one day, and we want a chavivos for 2 weeks. We want chavivos for a month. There's a heker for one day, midin, and then there's a minhag of a heker for 2 weeks, etc. Whereas if it's a question of shema yishkach, you caught up in your meal, so we're not going to say you can't eat the month before Pesach because you're going to caught up in your meal. If it's a question of te'avon, obviously what you do on your gimel or your aleph or your beis is not going to affect your te'avon on yud dalet. So whether or not this minhag is an extension of this halacha is a function of this chakira. Like I said, if it's a question of chavivus or heker, you might say this minhag is an expansion of the din. Whereas if it's a question of shem yishkach or te'avon, it seems like this minhag is totally separate. And lastly, we mentioned already before that there's an Isser, an Erev Pesach, Samuch Mincha, to eat. Right? The first Mishnah, the last parak of Pesachim, Arvei Pesachim, Samuch Mincha, La Yochal Adam, Ad Shetechshach. So the Gemara there, in Kuf Zayinu and Aleph, has 2 days what Samuch Mincha means. Samuch Mincha, Yibailu, Samuch Mincha Gedola Tanan, or Dilma Samuch Mincha Ketana Tanan. Is it Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana? Samuch Mincha Gedola Tanan, Mishum Pesach. Right? Maybe it's mincha gedola because we don't want you to eat anything until you do your Pesach. You might forget, you get carried away in your snacks. Or in your meal. So it's interesting that this question in the Gemara is very similar to the last two tzadim I have. Is it Samach L'mincha Gedola, Shem Yishkach, or Samach L'mincha Ketana, Mishum Te'ovan? So if you look there at the Rashbam, L'yichol Adam, K'dei Sheyochol Matzah, Shal Mitzvah, Te'ovan, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Right, he speaks the Chilakasi, he connects it more to Te'ovan, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. which is an interesting formulation. Is that a heder mitzvah? But, okay. Either way, what's the relationship between this din of not eating anything, samach l'mincha, and the halacha of not eating matzah erev Pesach? Is there a connection? If the din of not eating matzah is connected to Shem Yishkach or Te'avon, there's a parallel. There's a parallel between these halachas. Like mentioned before, Tosfos Rid sounds like it's the same halacha. Tosfos Rid sounds like the Isser. We look at the Tosfos Rid, so it's first, second source. Elavadei kol kodem mincha shari lemechel matzah. He says, it's mutari matzah. The Rid seems to assume that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Maybe we do hold it, so there's a question if the Bavli agrees with Yerushalmi or not. But either way, the question I want to analyze now is what's the relationship between the Israel eating matzah on Erev Pesach and the Israel eating anything else on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? If matzah is connected to Shem Yishkach to be matzah of Korban Pesach, or that you should eat at night with Te'avon, so it's a very similar halacha. It's a very similar halacha. Maybe there's some differences technically that maybe the matzah, you know, might be heavier since you're Me'ayim for longer, so maybe even earlier, but fundamentally it's the same type of halacha. Whereas if it's a question of Heker, Chavivos, there's no connection between the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach and the Isser of eating anything, Samoch L'mincha, on Erev Pesach. So because we saw here before Tzadim how to understand this Isser eating matzah on Erev Pesach, and a couple of nafkaminas as to that question. I just want to conclude with a Sfas Emes. This year is a Shemitah year. So we have the opportunity to mechayim the mitzvah of beer meisers. Most of us don't have our own coin that we are poda meisers on. One year, I had my own coin, and I actually went to Yam HaMelech for Yontif. So I had the opportunity to mechayim the halach is just to throw the destroy it, but the sample brought just throw it at the Yam HaMelech. So I actually had that opportunity once, and now I'm part of a Keren Meisers, so I don't even have my own coin. But it's just hopefully I'll take care of it. But the Sfasemis has an interesting thing, which I think is connected to this sugya. Sfasemis writes in Parashas Kisavo, the pasuk l'shachachti, that's the lashon of your meisters, l'shachachti, I did all the meisters properly. Pirish Rashi l'shachachti l'barich al Parashas meisters. I didn't forget to say a bracha, which sounds like Rashi, this bracha is deraisa, which is interesting. Usually you assume only because of Muslim, because Torah is deraisa. This Rashi sounds like there's another bracha made of that. Mashatola habracha bezeh, ki ikr kiyom ha-mitzvah l'asos v'simcha v'avah. You have to do mitzvahs for simcha. If you imagine mishtoki ka'adam kol ha'yom l'kayim ha-mitzvah, kein yachal l'asuzum ha-emetz. The person who has to have rotten to do a mitzvah, you have to be excited to do a mitzvah. L'chein makdimim bracha el ha-mitzvah l'aras ha-chavivus. The purpose of a brichas ha-mitzvah, says the Sfas Emes, is to show chavivus. If it's a chana el ha-mitzvah, there's a question, there's a ritva in the Pesachim, that it's a question of kavana, there's a ruach, chavivus. So you see, it seems like a little more like there's a ruach, it's a question of chavivus. The saying of bracha shows you chavivus. That's why the Rosh says you don't say bracha on certain mitzvahs if they have to be mitzvahs that come, if they're constant, maybe it wouldn't be chavivus. Yesh bracha b'mitzvah v'nishar ha'aras ha'mitzvah ba'adam kol ha'yom. You do a mitzvah b'chavivus, b'simcha, so it stays with you. It affects you. V'mash kasav chazal ha'mitzvah shekibu l'olem b'simcha adayin osim b'simcha. Kein hu b'chol prat she'osin ha'mitzvah b'simcha nishar korach ha'mitzvah ba'adam l'olam. L'olam, first as the mitzvah stays with you. Never forget the if you prepare for the mitzvah, excited to do it, then it stays with you after, and then you don't never forget it. And I think it fits well with this idea of chavivus, again, the pashtus of this halacha. What's the comparison to Bo'al Arus also? Chavivus a mitzvah. So if you talk, mizokha to kain, all the mitzvahs for chavivus, okay, I can't.